Good morning, and welcome to our Channel 10. If you haven't already, I'd like to invite you to close your eyes. Bring your attention to the breath, the gentle inhalation, exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me." It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. As we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be conscious that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing breath of God. Hold. Bring your attention now into the cave of the heart, the monastery of the spirit, the sanctuary of the soul. And offer up some gratitude for the incredible work it does without you even being aware of it. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As we take our third and final deep breath in, let us be conscious that we are taking this time to deepen in our connection and communion with the source of all that is God in us as us. And let's commit to being present for this next 10 minutes. Inhale. Hold. This morning I'm sharing Psalm 85 from Psalms for Praying, an Invitation to Wholeness by Nancy Mill. O beloved, how gracious you are to your people. You restore their souls time and time again. You forgive their distractions when they wander far from you. You give them new life. Yes. You bless them and raise up their new hope. You awaken their hearts to love. Restore us again, O Spirit of Truth. Burn us with the refining fire of love. We cannot live separated from you. Cast out the demons of fear, doubt, and illusion. Revive us again, we pray. May your people rejoice in you. Have compassion on your people, O Holy One, and grant us your forgiveness. Listen, O people, in the silent chapel of your heart, and the beloved will speak of peace to you. To the hidden saints, to all who turn their hearts to love, surely new life is at hand for those who reverence love. Oh, that harmony might dwell among the nations. Steadfast love and faithfulness will meet righteousness and peace will embrace one another. Wisdom will spring up from the ground, and truth will look down from the sky. Yes, the Eternal Giver will grant what is good, and the land you will yield abundantly. Mercy and compassion are love's way. You will guide our footsteps upon the path of peace, as we recognize with open hearts that you are our peace. Beloved, divine beloved, Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, aligning with this unchanging, infinite truth that the psalmist recognized when he declared, you are our peace. You who are the source of all that is, can keep our hearts and minds anchored in peace as we keep our thoughts and consciousness on you. With so much that is happening across our world at this time, we need to center ourselves in your peace, that peace that passes all human understanding, more so now than ever. Beloved Mother, Father, God, as we rest in you, we can experience that peace. As we establish ourselves in you, that peace can wash over us, flooding our souls and calming our spirits. As we align with you, the peace that our teacher talks about is ours. As we seek this peace and claim this peace for ourselves, we claim it for our loved ones, our family, our friends. We claim it for our nation and all the nations of the world, where there seems so much that divides us, the haves, the have-nots, the healthy, the unhealthy, those who have food, those who have not, those who have jobs, those who have not, and the list is endless. So we pray for all people at this time. We pray that whatever their needs may be, needs that we may not even understand, comprehend, or sense, get our heads round. We pray that those needs are met. Where there is food scarcity, let there be sufficient food. Where there is things happening in nature, we ask that those too have a healing. Where there is war, where there is corruption, where there is greed, we ask for healing of all of these conditions. Mother, Father, God, you know the hearts and minds of men better than they know it themselves. Cleanse and purify the hearts and minds of all of us, that we may come back to the unchanging truth, that we are all one with you, one with your infinite perfect love. We are all a part of your divine plan. We are all one with your spirit. Let us remember our oneness, and as we prepare for the celebration of the Christmas season, let us remember the reason for the season, and not get caught up and all the unnecessary trappings and worries we get so concerned about at this time of the year. Mother, Father, God, for anything I have failed to put before you this morning, I know that you know what to do and how to do it. What is written before you call, I have answered. While you yet speak, I have heard. for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy. We are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as I meet the form, phone trial, prayer of intention. Repeat after me. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed, happy Thursday, Friday, and Saturday until we come together once again for Dr. Ames' Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.